honesty, passion, experience. It's Timberwolves Explosion, hosted on the Paladino Live Network. And now, your host, Paladino Joey. Hello again, Timberwolves fans. Are you ready for the explosion of Timberwolves basketball? I am your host, Paladino Joey, or Joey Owygen. Timberwolves Explosion is available on all of your favorite podcasting apps. I thank each and every one of you for downloading and listening to this show. It is a great pleasure to be back and forth with you once again today. The sun is shining, the sky is clear, and, well, the Timberwolves went 2-1 this past week. Two semi-impressive games. Well, they won. They won both of them. And then one major clunker. Well, I hope all of you had a Merry Christmas. It was pretty dark and dank and wet and way above average in temperature, which people liked. But the dark and dank and the rain I could do without. Now it's sunny and crisp. Definitely below freezing. So I think I'll take this over that. At least I have energy now. At least, you know, you have to have sunlight in the morning. So, and the Timberwolves felt like maybe they needed a little sunlight as well. So, the last few games this past week, I don't know. I mean, maybe picking up some bad habits, this and that. Other teams maybe figuring them out a little bit. Kind of a little combination of things. So, yeah, we're going to get into that. We are. Three games to review and four games to preview. You got Sacramento, Oklahoma, Dallas in terms of games to review, of course. And then we have the Los Angeles Lakers, the New York Knicks, the New Orleans Pelicans. Put the lemon in the tomato, and I did. Yes, I did. I'm not kidding. This morning, tomato juice anyway. And there you go. Is my brain stopping? It's only three games to preview. It's only three. Yep, New York. Yeah, I thought it was four. I apologize. We're finally going to play the Houston Rockets next week. The Lakers, the Knicks, and the New Orleans Pelicans. It is just three games. I think it was the Wild that had four games to preview. So my apologies. Houston is actually on Friday. We're finally going to play them and see what they're all about because they're a completely different team this year. So let's just get started. The Sacramento game, Wolves came out guns a-blazing. They were kicking their butts. And then it's just, I don't know. And then we just kind of started dancing around, toying around. Sacramento kept rolling back into the game, and it's just like one shot made after another. What was Sacramento on, like a 17-0 run, 17-2 run? It was just like, okay, guys, can you stop? This is stupid. Like, get a stop. Come on. Like, the Wolves were absolutely kicking butt in this game. No Karl Anthony Towns. That definitely didn't help, of course, with the sore knee. That's what the situation was and still is, unfortunately. But other players did play. Thankfully, all the main, you know, typical guys play. Jordan McLaughlin got in for a couple of assists. Troy Brown, just about three and a half minutes or so. Shake Milton had an extensive playing time. Obviously, Naz Reid's going to get that. Naw is going to get that. More of the stuff that doesn't show up in the stat sheet because he had 2 points and that's it. When it comes to the stat sheet, he didn't even have steals or blocks. But I don't know. It was kind of a messy game. This was not like anything you get all excited about. What an amazing day and all that. It was kind of weird. It kind of was. 24 assists, though, combined with Kyle Anderson, Anthony Edwards, and Mike Conley. Who led the club in assists? Anthony Edwards with 10, with also 34 points. Nice week for him, but of course, again, sloppy at times. Rudy Gobert definitely taking the step back, taking a step back up, and it's needed, especially with Mr. Karl Anthony Towns being out. Definitely got to pick up the slack with the rebounding, with 17 in the game to add a couple blocks. Obviously, Anthony Edwards' defense is a valuable thing. It's definitely become that over the course of time. Guys were clanging shots, though, in that fourth quarter. The Wolves kept missing. Sacramento kept coming down the court in transition, either hitting threes, you know, stepping, stop and pop threes, or getting to the basket, drawing fouls. It was a mess. It was extremely frustrating. Like, what's going on here, guys? Like, are we going to stem the tide here? Are we going to stem the tide? They did. They stemmed the tide. Somehow we ended up winning by double digits still in this game. It felt like we were going to blow this thing or maybe win by like a basket or something. Rudy Gobert also the subject of a highlight dunk by Mr. Sabonis. Of course, everybody's all, oh, yay, ha-ha, what a great play. And But it's like, hey, who won the basketball game by double-digit points? So, Nana Boo Boo, I guess, at the end of the day, in my humble opinion. Sabonis, obviously, is a nice player and everything, but let's not get too crazy. I do think Gobert outplayed Arvydas Sabonis in the game. Did I just call him Arvydas? Domantas Sabonis. Sorry. Arvydas, obviously, is the father of Domantas. De'Aaron Fox going 3 of 11 from outside certainly didn't help, as there were golden opportunities for Sacramento to possibly take over and win this game. But thank God that they did miss a lot of shots. 8 of 33 from downtown certainly doesn't help, 24%. That also contributed to the Wolves building a large lead as well. Sacramento just didn't play all that great. And then the Wolves started slacking off, and Sacramento came roaring back. And we almost blew this one. And Golden 1 Center, that's a new one for me. Golden 1 Center. I remember they were threatening to move a long time ago, but then ultimately got their arena, and it's apparently been completed, and they're playing in it, which is probably really old news, but whatever. I'll say it anyway, I guess. The Sacramento, they almost became the Seattle Kings, or, well, they were going to be the Sonics if they did move. So Seattle's still holding out hope that they get an expansion club along with the city of Las Vegas. Two very nice options to bring basketball to the NBA, or, you know, bring NBA basketball to those particular cities where hockey, Vegas and Seattle already have their teams now. So now they're talking about like Houston or something. That's what's getting me confused. And I apologize for my, sloppiness here. I'm kind of like the Wolves in that third and fourth quarter when Sacramento won in the huge run. But thankfully, again, the Wolves ultimately stemmed the tide. Jaden McDaniels making some nice plays defensively after having a red-hot start to the game. He had like 20 points like at halftime, and he wound up with 20 points. So it's like, okay, four steals in the game and all that. Jaden McDaniels was scorching early. Ultimately, ended up being Anthony Edwards with 34. But Rudy Gobert also editing 21 and 17 in the game. De'Aaron Fox, despite shooting poorly, wound up with 27. Murray was making one thing after another in that third, fourth quarter. Mostly fourth quarter. It was annoying. It's crazy to think he only shot 50%. It's like all of his baskets were made late in the game, as he was struggling early on. It was annoying to watch, and oof, it just kind of had me screaming and yelling and ranting and all that. And of course, I got on Twitter a bit, a little bit of responses and such. Anthony Edwards, of course, again, as good as he is, sometimes he's a mess. Sometimes he just kind of forces up shots like 3 of 12 from outside. Come on, man. 9 three-pointers attempted by Jaden McDaniels. You can kind of tell. I don't know. At least Shake Milton made 1 of 2, I guess. Yay. Something. Shake Milton's all over the place. Anthony Edwards, 5 turnovers as well. The turnovers have definitely been creeping up for the Wolves. And this is a game of bad habits here that really have been creeping up. This is a sign of bad habits creeping up, and boy, did the Wolves pay for it against the Oklahoma City Thunder, which is coming up next. And we kind of sort of like, yeah, we're still displaying bad habits. We should have killed the Dallas Mavericks. Killed that team. I mean, their best player on the floor was Tim Hardaway Jr. He's a good player, but he's not that good. He's a piece. He's like a third, fourth, fifth best player on a team. You know what I mean? Come on, that's kind of weird. This nonsense. Tuesday, December the 26th. Merry Christmas, Minnesota. And Happy New Year, Oklahoma City, I guess. Thankfully, the Wolves still have a lead on Oklahoma City and even Denver, believe it or not. Thankfully, because games like this are scary. I'm sorry. 129-106. Best defense in the league, huh? 129? I know this isn't 1987. This isn't, the Knicks and the Houston Rockets. Of course, people often rip that NBA Finals like it was just so boring and stuff. Are you crazy? Houston Rockets actually made the most threes in NBA history in the series. So I don't know what people are talking about. I know they made about 7 in the whole series, but no, I'm just kidding. Back then, though, yeah, like a guy making 7 three-pointers was like, holy bleep. Now it's kind of semi-common, which thankfully that's slowing down a little bit. Let's just say me and Vince Germano had an off-the-mic conversation, and we're definitely in lockstep in that conversation with how the league is adjusting a bit. And speaking of the league adjusting, leagues adjust to you, too. When you have a great, when you have a really good team, you have a great record, leagues find your weaknesses. And it's a very intriguing weakness that this defense has, brought up by Ben Beacon of Locked On Timberwolves. Locked On T-Wolves. I have to cite it. I'm not the type that likes to plagiarize and such, because, you know, people are going to be like, he's just parroting other people. I don't like to do that. I think that makes me look pathetic and stupid. So, yeah. It's an interesting weakness that the Wolves, that was exploited by Oklahoma City and other teams in the Wolves' seven losses. The mid-range shot. Defensively. The Wolves have pretty good perimeter defense, which is like a first. That was where the Wolves used to get roasted and toasted forever. We actually have a good perimeter defense thanks to guys like Anthony Edwards. And, of course, Jaden McDaniels goes out to the perimeter and can really mess things up. Mike Conley's a great defender as well, despite his age. Nikhil Alexander-Walker, great perimeter defender as well. But for some reason, in the mid-range area, which, believe it or not, was a strength of mine as a player many years ago. Better than the perimeter, that's for sure. That was actually my strength, which is funny. But the mid-range area is where the Oklahoma City Thunder and other teams like Sacramento previously, when they beat the Wolves, exploited the Timberwolves defensively. The entire starting lineup got double digits. Everybody had 20 and up, except for Josh Giddey, because he's too giddy about other things. We'll leave that alone. Anthony Edwards is the only Timberwolf to reach 20 points. Oklahoma City had four players reach 20 points. Lucas Dort, 20 points. Jalen Williams, 20 points. Chet Holmgren, okay, fine. Fine, 20 points. Yeah, whatever. SGA, 34. Yeah, we know. He's like the second leading scorer in the league. His cousin, relative, Nikhil Alexander-Walker. Yeah, I mean, I always kind of would get those guys mixed up, even though they don't really look alike. But, like, I don't know, it's that three-name thing. And I always saw Walker as a pretty high prospect as well, but he ended up going later in that draft. And obviously, the draft that he was picked anyway, SGA, or NAW. But Nikhil Alexander-Walker. But still a nice player, and boy, do I want him to stay on the Wolves forever. Stay here forever, Nikhil. Please stay on the Wolves, just like Mike Conley. Stay forever, please. Like, coach when you're retired, that kind of thing. Like, stay, please. Carl Anthony Towns would return, and, well, he was ginger. He's limited. It is what it is. It's nice to have him back out there, but not the same. And hopefully he's going to be okay and that there's no lingering effects going on for weeks and weeks and weeks here with this sore knee. But if he's able to play, I mean, and a guy who's as precautious as he is and in a league that's as precautious as the NBA, I want to believe that Carl Anthony Towns being out there is okay. That's what I want to believe. It's going to be okay. He's not at a huge risk. But bottom line, the Wolves got their butts handed to them. Everybody looked like poo. I don't know. It was like a combination, you know, of the terrible defense, missing easy shots. Like, Rudy Gobert was lousy. 2 of 6. He was awful. Looked like crap. Jaden McDaniels, 3 of 10. That's not going to help anybody. Carl, again, very limited. Anthony Edwards, turnovers all over the place. He had 5 turnovers versus Sacramento. 4 turnovers in this game, which is better, I guess. 7 rebounds, 6 assists. I mean, the nice numbers and everything. Now he's been missing free throws a little bit. He missed quite a few against Dallas. Gosh, I was like, what the heck? Despite a great game, a 44-point game, I find all these flaws in Anthony Edwards. Because it was a messy game, but that's Dallas. We're jumping ahead here. I'm jumping ahead, and I apologize. 9 of 13. One thing, at least Rudy Gobert is correcting the free throw situation. When he had like 2 of 9 in, you know, games like that, it was like, really? Like, that's really bad news. 2 of 9 from the free throw line? That's a weakness too. Oh, yes. So, yeah, Rudy Gobert's kind of been cleaning that up a little bit, 6 of 8. But, yeah, defensively, the Wolves looked like garbage in this game. Yeah, we looked like, by far, the inferior team. We looked like an inferior team to Oklahoma. Last time around, it was a pretty dang good game. The play-in last year was a really good basketball game, but the Wolves ended up pulling away. SGA ended up getting a black eye, the poor guy. So, weren't really not really a fan of that happening, but it was inadvertent from what I remember correctly. Not intentional. That's why there was no fight or anything crazy like that. Conley was probably the best player for the Wolves. Like, just Mr. Steady, 6 of 10, 5 of 7 from outside. And he's on, like, a 40-game three-point made streak. Of all people, Mike Conley. So that's pretty cool. It's not like he's an unexpected guy to make him, but, I mean, 40 in a row. That's why it's like, wow, that's pretty impressive. Especially at his age, that's insanely impressive. But shows his steadiness. So really appreciate Mike Conley, what he does, more than just about anybody out there. But this was a complete butt-kicking. Gobert was terrible. Edwards was a bit of a mess. I mean, he's definitely been worse than this. This is a decent game. 25 points. I mean, you don't really want to sneeze at that, but I don't know. Sometimes the forced shots, and just again, the defense was the real problem in this one. Jaden McDaniels was lousy. He missed all three of his attempts. Some of, you know, those open corner threes, and he's missing them. It's just, come on, man. Carl, 5 of 10 from the floor, but 0 of 2 from three-point range. That's kind of rare. 5 turnovers as well. He was slippery. He was a mess. He was, you know, just, I don't know. He was ginger out there. He just wasn't himself. And the Wolves got hammered. Absolutely hammered. 21 turnovers, 22 assists. Great assist to turnover ratio there. It's about 1. All right. Good job. 1. Yay. Let's move on. Let's just flush this one out, as they like to say. Yeah, sure, you just flush it out. Well, you're going to have to do more than flush it out, because a lot of the same habits were here against Dallas. And if Dallas had Kyrie Irving and Luka Doncic, I'm not so sure the Wolves win this game. If they play the way they did in this game, no, we don't. Gobert and Anthony Edwards were fantastic, generally speaking. Carl Anthony Towns, again, limited. Ginger, this and that. So hopefully we're going to see better. We're going to hopefully see him get better. I know Anthony Edwards was ginger and limited for a few games, and then he just broke through, and he's back to being Anthony Edwards. He was outstanding in this game offensively, generally speaking. 6 of 11 from outside. I guess he only missed 4 free throws, so 14 of 18, I've seen worse than that. But it was just kind of weird, though. Sometimes it was funny how he's throwing his hands up in the air. Anthony Edwards ultimately winds up with 44 in the game, as he had like 30 very early, like early in the third quarter, if I remember correctly. 6 turnovers, though, huge mess. Carl Anthony Towns with 5 turnovers, so 11 combined turnovers for just Cat and Ant, as we like to say nicknames around here, I guess. That was a mess, a huge mess. Jaden McDaniels had a nice and one, and he also added 4 blocks in the game. Rudy Gobert added 3 blocks in the game, and he made all 7 of his shots, 6 of 7 from the free throw line as well. So 20-point effort with 11 rebounds, and I did mention the 4 blocks. Great overall performance by Rudy Gobert, much better than what he had against the Oklahoma City Thunder, but still not a good basketball game, generally speaking. Fun, great to see Anthony Edwards get a Timberwolves season high of 44, but I don't know, he was kind of sloppy in doing it. It was like the sloppiest 44 points, you know, in a lot of ways. And I don't know, the Wolves defense, it's like, are we ever going to get a stop here? It's like Dallas is up and down the court hitting mid-range shots. Interesting. 110 points, it's not that much, but that's because the Dallas Mavericks had a fairly slow start. And then the fourth quarter was just kind of really quiet, where the Wolves kind of settled down a bit, kind of, sort of, and finished the job. It was a very low-scoring fourth quarter, where the Wolves actually played much better defense, kept the Mavericks only 19, but only scored 20 themselves. That's 17 less than the third quarter. 17 less. And that's in a quarter where it felt like the Wolves just couldn't stop Dallas, but eventually, again, stemmed the tide and finished the job, thank God. In a game that felt like, really, we're going to lose to a team that's, you know, their 2 best players are out, and really the best player right now is probably their 6th man. Tim Hardaway is still playing 6th man role. He did wind up with 32 points. I mean, all the credit to Tim Hardaway for having a great game, Tim Hardaway Jr., for having a great game, but definitely a mess of a game, a frustrating game, an irritating game, to say the least. Carl Anthony Towns was almost called for a flagrant foul for, you know, fouling, Seth Curry on a 3-point shot. Didn't really look like a flagrant foul to me. Luckily that never happened, thank God. But Anthony Edwards getting frustrated and nailed for a technical foul again. Getting a little bit on the lippy side at times, so he better watch out, calm down a tiny bit. But thankfully the Wolves ended up finishing the game with a win. But, oof, I don't know, this was kind of ugly, the way the Wolves let them back in the game, as much as they did. I don't know. They just kind of screwed around. This it felt like it was going to be one of those easy games, and we're just going to win by, you know, 28 or something, like some of those games earlier in the year when we beat these undermanned teams. But it's like we kind of slacked off a little bit. Doesn't help that Carl's, you know, playing hurt and all that, and he's getting turnovers and such. But I don't know. It just didn't feel right. This game didn't feel right most of the way, but thankfully the Wolves end up finishing the job. It just reeks of a game we might have lost last year or the year before. Quite possible. But thankfully, the Wolves would end up winning by 8 points. Only 8 points against this team. That's the thing. Only 8 points. And this was a home game. Home game. I said that twice, right? Yeah, so make note of that. At least we're not the Detroit Pistons. They have now lost 28 consecutive games. 28 consecutive games. They put up a valiant effort against one of the best teams in the Eastern Conference, a team that I picked to win the NBA title, or no, not to win the title, but to compete for it at the very least. They still might, but they kind of have to prove it type of thing because they just haven't. They took it to OT, but they still couldn't finish the job, Detroit. They put in a valiant effort, 31 points for Cunningham, I believe. Ivy had like 22, something like that, but Detroit, unfortunately, 28 losses in a row. That's, I can't even put into words. That's like 2 months without winning. Like in football, that would be like 8 losses in a row. That's really bad. Pales in comparison. I mean, 28. Now, of course, again, 8 losses in a row. That's half your season in football. But still, that's really demoralizing. I can't even imagine what it'd be like to be in that situation, losing that many games. And you also hired the most expensive coach in the league, even though he's probably not the best coach in the league. I don't think he is. I don't think Monty Williams is the best coach in the league. I just don't. And this is, I think it's kind of obvious. Now, you just don't lose 28 games in a row, especially with pretty decent players on the roster. They're not that bad. Jeez. So, not sure what to say about that. That's a little off topic, but still on topic, if you know what I mean. Off Wolves, anyway. The Lone Wolf Award winner for this episode. It's kind of not the prettiest Lone Wolf we ever saw. Great games and all that, but you would clean up your act a little bit. You're kind of a mess out there. And again, the technicals keep happening lately, too. Anthony Edwards. Yeah. Anthony Edwards is going to bring home his 99th. I don't know. It's been quite a few Lone Wolf Awards of the week. The Johnny Flynn Memorial. I just kind of feel like the Wolves as a whole in that one. This is the awful defense against Sacramento and just the overall bad habits. If Towns wasn't hurt, it would be him because, like, just lousy games. You know, he just wasn't good. But I can't give it to Karl Anthony Towns because he's hurt at the end of the day. So, I don't know. Like, Kyle Anderson still kind of looks like a mess out there. His offensive game is weird. I don't know. He misses a lot of gimmies. But it's kind of like a combination of things. Like, Kyle Anderson kind of being a mess. But overall, the Wolves defense against us, Oklahoma City was pretty messed up. And just generally speaking, these runs, these big runs that have been happening against the Wolves, where like Dallas just kind of hung in there forever because we just kind of let them go on runs. It was ridiculous. A bunch of role players. Like it's not trying to disrespect those guys, but it is a bunch of role players against a mostly healthy Timberwolves roster. Like, stop screwing around. I know they're going to play hard. They're going to get everything they got, especially if you're in a role, you know, you're a role player with star players out, you know, you're getting an opportunity and you want to make the most of it. But at the same time, still, I don't know. I think we can do better than this. I just do at the end of the day. With that, we're going to take a quick break and come back and preview the upcoming 3 games. We are back here on Timberwolves Explosion. Gonna start into the preview segment here. 3 games to preview. We play the last game of the year against the Los Angeles Lakers Saturday, the 30th of December. New Year's Eve, no game for the Wolves. The Los Angeles Lakers, Vince Germano's club, Kalen Woods if he's listening as well, Stu Benson if he's listening. Anthony Edwards is averaging more points than LeBron James, but yeah, LeBron James is almost 40 years old, so it's okay. Anthony Davis, ankle. LeBron, knee. Jared Vanderbilt, heel. What the heck? So we'll see if we'll see who plays and who doesn't. I don't think they're all 3 going to be out. That'd be funny and sad. Last time around, Vince Germano thought we were going to get the Lakers were going to get absolutely crushed because nobody was going to play. Everybody did end up playing except LeBron, but LeBron's kind of important last time I checked, even at his age. He's still, you know, like I talked about, and I gushed and gushed and gushed about him. He's basically like a Tom Brady out there in a lot of ways. I'll be daggone. I messed this all up, didn't I? Why did I do that? Well, that was dumb. Dallas, Los Angeles. Oh, I got them backwards. Why is Dallas there? We're not playing the Mavericks again. I just put it in there. That was dumb. Okay, I get it now. Sorry, I'm losing my mind. LeBron James is still leading the club at scoring 25.1. He's missed a couple games this year. Anthony Davis has stayed healthy, which is a miracle. 25 points a game. Austin Reeves is the third leading scorer. Well, he's a decent player, but I don't usually think of Austin Reeves when I think of the Lakers. That's just all I'm trying to say. Hachimura had a great fall, but luckily he didn't break. So he just kept playing pretty much, so credit to him. I guess he has missed a few games this year. He's only played 23 games over the course of the year. Interesting. Cam Reddish, groin issues as well. That's another injury conversation, unfortunately. And Gabe Vincent, that's what I thought it was, knee injury like a week ago. He's only played 5 games this year. I don't know. Is it a winnable game? Yes. Will the Wolves win? It's in Target Center. That helps, I guess. But I don't know. It kind of depends on who plays for the Lakers and such, and who plays for the Wolves, too. Like, play. You know what I mean? Show up. Dang it. Jalen Kirk is the only guy on the injured column here. With the Achilles still, Jalen Clark. I'm guessing he's pretty close to at least being able to resume practice and such. But then again, as the NBA, it might take 5 years. Points per game, the Wolves are 18th, the Lakers are 15th. Rebounds, the Lakers are 15th, the Wolves are 11th. 3-point percentage, the Wolves are 4th. Wow. And the Lakers are 18th. Thank you, Mike Conley, there. No doubt about that. And any other major notables, Wolves are 6th in blocks, the Lakers are 12th. And they're also both tied at 12th in steals per game. The Wolves won a fairly close game last time around, 118-111. This is the second game of the series in Target Center. The next two will be in Los Angeles and much later in the season. Sunday, March 10th in LA, like I just said, and Sunday, April the 7th. So we'll be visiting on Sundays much later in the year, and looking forward to some spring weather coming up, at least by April. March 10th, I don't know. We'll see. You never know, right? Winnable game, yes. Lakers are dangerous at times. Sometimes they're not. They're kind of all over the place. They're 2-5 in their last 2-4, 2-3 in their last 5. Losing 124-108 to the Bulls is not a good game, but I'm sure half the team didn't play. Most recently, they destroyed the Charlotte Hornets 113-112, and also lost on Christmas Day to the Boston Celtics. We still call it Christmas around here. 126-115, at least I do. Most Minnesotans probably don't, but I do, dang it. On this show, I will say Christmas. Anyhow, I think I made my point enough. You're probably sick of me. And that's okay. What's going to happen in this game? I want to believe the Wolves show up and finish the job, you know, get the job done. I don't believe this is going to be any kind of a blowout at all. If the Lakers are fully healthy, sure, it's a tough matchup. But in Target Center, the Wolves are pretty good. Obviously, very dangerous team at home. Which means please have home court advantage throughout the playoffs, or you just might actually do something magical in the late spring for once. Like very late spring into the early summer for once ever. At least since the 1950s, that'd be amazing. With the previous team that now resides in LA. Yeah, this team. That would be great. LeBron does lead the Lakers in assists. No surprise there. We had a good laugh about D'Angelo Russell, about what a clown he basically is. 15 points, 6 assists. You know, yeah, it's like he's clutch at times. I'm 39% from three-point range. He's clutch at times, but it's like, I don't know. The rest of the game, it's like you don't know who he is. What? You don't know who's going to show up. Is it Jekyll or Hyde? Is it somebody in between? Is it Jide? Is it Heckle? I mean, I don't know. I don't know who D'Angelo Russell is, other than he can be kind of a, I don't know. It sounds like he's not the greatest guy in the world. If you can't get along with Flip Saunders or Ryan Saunders, you're probably not a real good guy. Probably not. Like, breaking news to D'Angelo fans that love Ryan and Flip Saunders. Yeah, that's all you need to know right there. That's a sign. Probably not a real good guy. Sadly, Bobby Jackson didn't get along with Flip either, by the way, if you didn't notice. You could tell the body language was not good. But that was many years ago. And notice how Bobby suddenly disappeared when Flip became the coach. Yeah. That was the end of that. So, obviously, coaches have their own staff anyway. So, there I go down another rabbit hole that I don't need to go down. The Wolves will beat the Lakers. I don't mean to be overconfident or anything. I don't like the way the Wolves have been playing the last week or two. But I have a feeling the Wolves kind of wake up a tiny bit and play a little better here. And they're going to have to. The Lakers, I mean, they're not a great team this year, 17-15. But we all saw what they could do last year when they were far inferior at this stage of the season last year. They were terrible. And then they just kind of woke up against us of all teams, surprise, surprise, in that play-in tournament thing. And then next thing you know, the Lakers went to the Western Conference Finals. They didn't only make the playoffs, they went to the Western Conference Finals. So, I know, and unfortunately they were a reverse Denver back in 2010 when the Lakers beat Denver pretty easily. It was like the Denver beat the Lakers easily this time around, for the first time ever, of course. Suffice to say, I'm babbling like a maniac here, and I apologize. Timberwolves win the game. Final score along the likes of, 118-114. It's going to be a close game, but the Wolves end up winning the game. They just get the job done, that type of thing. Anthony Edwards with 28, and the Wolves end up winning the basketball game. Healthy Anthony Edwards, he's going to lead the Wolves in scoring like 80% of the time. Again, this one is in Target Center. I believe, do the Wolves head to New Orleans? Or do we host the Pelicans as we head into the new year? The happiest thing in the world. Not. Yeah, everything is messed up. I put this all in backwards. We don't play New Orleans next. Gosh, what's wrong with me? Was I losing my mind? We play the Knicks next. New York Knicks on New Year's Day. New Year's Day in New York City at 2 p.m. A New Year's Day matinee. Rolls right off your tongue, too. We get to play in Madison Square Garden on New Year's Day. Cool. Interesting. Unfortunately, these kind of games, I don't know. And the Knicks look pretty good on Christmas Day. We'll leave it at that. They beat the Bucks pretty good. They're getting better and better and better. 17-13. It's not a gaudy record. It's not a great record. Jalen Brunson's become a heck of a player. New York Knicks are what they are. Nice team. Jalen Brunson's averaging 26 points a game. Excuse me. 6 assists, 4 rebounds. Julius Randle's averaging 9.5 rebounds. They go with 23 points a game. He had a nice year last year. Dante DiVincenzo, now with the Knicks. He's been kind of all over the place, hasn't he? He's been with, New Jersey? Brooklyn. The Warriors. The Bucks, I believe. I think he won a title with the Bucks right after winning one with Villanova in college. Dante DiVincenzo's a Knick. DiVincenzo, it fits perfectly as New York, you know what I'm saying there. 10 points a game, 3 rebounds, 2 assists, basically. Mitchell Robinson's pulling down 10 rebounds. He's a nice rebounder off the bench. Nice rebounder, you know, more of a... I don't know how to even explain it. Again, he's just a really good rebounder off the bench. In fact, he's got the most rebounds on the team overall, but only 21 games. He's missed time because everybody misses time. Josh Hart, 7.5 points. R.J. Barrett, 18.2. Good, solid performer out there. Brunson, 45.3% from outside. Vincenzo, also 45% from outside. Impressive numbers, to say the least. Hardenson is averaging 60 points, or 60% from the floor. Same with Mitchell Robinson, 59%. More accurately, Taj Gibson's still playing, but in only 7 games so far. Very limited role because he's ancient history, unfortunately. And all that. So, Charlie Brown Jr. So, senior must have been Mr. Good Grief himself. But only 2 games. Good grief for Charlie Brown. 2 games, 2 minutes. Jacob Toppin, huh? Only 2 games for him also. Jacob Toppin. Interesting. Okay, the other Toppin, I guess. 15 in points are the Knicks. 5th in rebounding, which doesn't surprise me, I guess. 3-point percentage, 10th. So on and so forth. No other major notables, but 7th in turnovers, which is good. You know, like minimal turnovers, if you know what I mean. 3-2 in their last 5. Again, including the Christmas Day win over the Lakers recently. It wasn't that big of a blow. It wasn't a blowout or anything. They had 8 days off after crushing Brooklyn 121-102 and getting destroyed by the Bucks. It wasn't the Lakers. Yeah, it was the Bucks. They got destroyed by the Bucks on the 23rd. 130-111, and then came back on Christmas Day and got revenge 129-122, and recently lost to the Oklahoma City Thunder 129-120. Oklahoma City Thunder, yeah, they're becoming a problem. They could be a problem, and I think this Knicks team could be a problem also. I think this Knicks team could be a problem. I just do. And, you know, they just are. They're in third place in their division, 7 games behind the Boston Celtics, Jericho Sims, ankle. Mitchell Robinson, ankle. So we'll see. Maybe they won't get as many rebounds, which could help our cause a tiny bit. But I don't know. I got a feeling this is going to be, like, say, if we're 2-1, that type of thing. This is the one we drop. I don't like matinee games with the Wolves. I don't like matinee games with the Wild either. It's just matinee games just have a weird effect on these teams, on our Wild and Wolves for some reason. I think the Knicks beat the Timberwolves, and I hate saying it. I really do. Got a bad feeling it's going to be like 125 to I think they beat us by like 15, something stupid, like 125-110. Karl Anthony Towns gets back to about 25-ish, but the Wolves end up not winning the game. Maybe, yeah, Anthony Edwards might be a mess. Maybe he goes out for 35, but the Wolves still end up getting beat by 15 by the New York Knicks. I hope I'm way off. I hope the Wolves crush the Knicks and they play fantastic and win all 3 games, but I don't know. I can't just pick the Wolves to go 3-0 all the time, even though they're having a great season. Now we could put the lemon in the tomato juice. And this game will be in Target Center and will not be in New Orleans, a team that did beat us pretty bad after we beat them once earlier this year as well. It's been an interesting matchup with this team the past few years. Matt Ryan, the former Timberwolf, has a calf as of the 19th of November. Sorry. This has been an interesting matchup. The Wolves crushed the New Orleans Pelicans 122-101 back early in the year on November the 8th. But then Saturday, November the 18th, just 10 days later, New Orleans, the Wolves, oh yeah, that's right, it was a great back-and-forth game. That's right, this has been a great series, actually, back-and-forth. This was a back-and-forth game, but the Wolves hung on and beat the Pelicans. I remember this now. This was during the lawn season. Still, we're finishing up, and I was able to watch the game after doing lawns that day. Wolves end up barely getting past New Orleans. Actually, a really nice comeback and finish versus the New Orleans Pelicans. Actually a great basketball game, 121-120. This was the bad one. December 11th, 121-107. The Pelicans beat the Wolves comfortably in New Orleans because they forgot to put the lemon in the tomato juice, but I did put it today. That was real. Nothing like tomato juice, lemon, and celery salts. This is the season. This is the rubber match of the season. Wolves win this one in Target Center. You get a 3-1 victory in the season series. I guess a team that, gave us a little trouble earlier this year. New Orleans is 2-3 in their last 5. They've been close in pretty much every game except crushing Cleveland. So there you go. Lost to Memphis because the big jaw, Jaw's big jaw is flopping again. It's flapping again and he's back. And I guess they're 4-0 with him. And I'm not a fan. I'm not a fan. I just don't. Anybody that talks as much as he does, no respect for it. No respect at all. I don't respect people like that. You have no respect. I have no respect for you. Cleveland 123-104. The Pelicans beat them handily, but the Memphis beat them twice by 1 point, by 2 points. Houston beat the Pelicans by a basket, and then New Orleans most recently won 112-105. So solid win right there. It's a tough matchup. At least it can be. Who's going to play? Last time around, Zion was unbelievable. He crushed the Wolves. What was it like? He absolutely obliterated the Wolves with like 36 or something, if I remember correctly. An ever-capable player when freaking healthy, but will he ever be healthy? Valanciunas is a great rebounder. Brandon Ingram's kind of a nice all-around player and scorer and such. CJ McCollum can scorch you from the outside. They have all kinds of weapons there, including Matt Ryan, right? No. Matt Ryan's averaging 9 points a game for the Pelicans. He's actually got a pretty good role, but he's been out. That figures, right? Larry Nance Jr., huh? Huh. But minimal minutes there, unfortunately. Cody Zeller, Michael Jordan's great draft pick in the top 5 years ago. Oh, boy. Oof, oof. Ouch. Come on, Michael. CJ McCollum, 42%. Troy Murphy, the third, 42%. Those are both three-point shots. Matt Ryan, 47%. So that's why he's having like a bit of a jump. He's definitely a spark plug with that shooting. Brandon Ingram's an overall, just kind of a nice overall offensive weapon, generally speaking, for the New Orleans Pelicans. And again, a former LA Laker, was a pretty nice player for a bit too.
before being traded in the Anthony Davis trade that helped the Lakers win their first championship in a little while there. So they had their 17th overall. Dang it. I think the Wolves win this game. It's like, yeah, you drop one to the Knicks and win this game, I think, back in Target Center. Like the way the Wolves play in Target Center, I think it would be really sad to see the Wolves get crushed at home against this team. Don't mess around. It'll probably be closer than it should be, that type of thing. Kind of like the Laker game, closer than it should be. Until you start seeing otherwise, it's a little scary, and then you start doubting a little bit if this team could go on a legitimate, like, long, long playoff run, but we'll see. Hopefully it'll be like Denver, where people doubt us, and then away we go, and we win it all. But that's obviously a long ways away from happening at this stage. It's only December still. But by this game we played, it'll be January. Wolves win the basketball game 122-114. We'll win by 8 over the New Orleans Pelicans. Anthony Edwards with 31. And the Wolves beat the Pelicans 122-114. With that, the Wolves go 2-1 again, hopefully in prettier fashion. And maybe they go 3-0, but obviously I'm not picking it at this stage. With that, we'll take a quick break and come back for fan interaction. Back here on Timberwolves Explosion, segment number 3, fan interaction segment. Unfortunately, I think slim pickings today, but again, people are probably busy with their Christmas and New Year's and such, so understandably. I was ranting about something, but first, yeah, I want to say, retweeted most recently by Levi and Tanae Brown out of New Zealand, and of course, Vince Germano out of Australia. Thank you so much for the three of you for retweeting the most recent episode. I definitely appreciate that in a big way. Okay, sorry, that was from the previous show. Yeah, I was saying it's like we've completely forgotten what the bleep we're doing the last 4 minutes or something. I can't even believe what I'm watching. That was the Wolves versus Sacramento. It was really weird. I believe I got a like from it from Random Hoops. And then I think it was the same game here. Yeah, I was like, okay, Turnover City in Oklahoma City tonight. Andrew Didi responds with, that's because Ant keeps on trying to take it when there's three defenders on him. Like, bruh, make a play. Yep, totally true. I was saying, yeah, he's trying to do way too much, and it was just a huge mess all night. So that's what it was like versus Oklahoma, even though he put up the numbers and all that, but it's like there's more to it than numbers and just forcing plays and trying to make a play instead. Just forcing himself to the basket, which is good at times, but not every single time, obviously. So, yeah, it's good to hear from you, Andrew Didi. Hopefully you're a listener. Let me know. That would be awesome. So I guess we'll look at some of the show analytics real quickly just for the audience and such. Looks like the show slowed down a little bit, but oftentimes that can happen during this time of year. Countries, U.S. number 1, Australia number 2, United Kingdom number 3, then you have India, Germany, Hong Kong, and then New Zealand. Yep, at least I know two people that listed from there, and the two of the awesomest people ever, basically coming out of New Zealand there, Tanae and Levi. Unless they've been busy doing other things and haven't caught up with the show, which is possible. You know, people get behind at times with episodes, even if it's just a weekly show. Daily shows are almost impossible to keep up with in some cases. But that's a different topic. So we're at episode 180 already. Crazy. It's been an awesome season, though. It's been a lot of fun. But a lot of us are paranoid, like afraid when's the next shoe going to drop and all that. So I hope it isn't already dropping. I mean, I want this to be a magical season where we go far and do something great. The states, Minnesota's number 1, of course, is 56%. Then you have California, 2nd, Texas, Wisconsin, Florida, North Dakota, New Mexico, and Washington, like the Seattle, Washington kind of area. Apple Podcast still number 1. Spotify number 2, so that's nice. Some of you that have been using Spotify to maybe try to help to generate something. Minnesota cities, Minneapolis number one, St. Paul number two, Rochester number three. I wonder if Golden Valley counts as Minneapolis, but it probably does. I have Rochester, Hugo, Burnsville, Ordinville, interesting, St. Michael, Hastings, so Shaska, Zimmerman, that's where my friend Dave lives. I wonder if he listens to Timberwolves Explosion once in a while, or if it's someone else there. Elk River, Andover, that might... Yep, and over St. Cloud, Woodbury, Hastings, Buffalo, Willow River, Eden Prairie, Farmington, Cottage Grove, Lakeville, awesome. Wow, it just keeps going. Osseo, Stillwater, Marshall, Grand Rapids, Bemidji. But unfortunately, most of these are like 1% or less. But still, there's somebody there that either that has listened recently or might be listening regularly. Bemidji, Wilmot, Bloomington, Nisswa, Waterville, Brainerd, South St. Paul, Excelsior. Wow, it just keeps going. Forest Lake, Victoria. No, I was getting like Victoria, Australia. Moorhead, Anoka, Becker. Yeah, there's a few here. Cannon Falls. Hello, Cannon Falls. Just Dalton, Minnesota. Interesting. Sartell, McGregor. Interesting. That's a lot of cities. But it's a lot of different cities in Minnesota. So hope you like the show, just in case you are listening from those cities. Please tell me, get in touch with me at some point. That'd be great. Just say, you know, just even just Twitter, just hello or something. I'm John from Lakeville, or Jill from Cannon Falls, you know, stuff like that. It'd be nice to, just nice to say hello once in a blue moon. You're more than welcome to do so. Or I'm Jack from Australia, or from New Zealand, you know, or Jenny, you know what I mean? Just, it'd be nice to hear from you. Say hello sometime on the X, at T-Wolves EX. Instagram is Timberwolves _ explosion. No responses there, mostly just likes, maybe a share or two. But, yeah, it'd be nice to hear from some people. Do follow the Instagram, the Twitter, the X, you know, T-Wolves EX. There is still Wolves Explosion, which is it came back from, you know, being suspended for whatever reason. Still don't know exactly what happened there. But it was during a weird, crazy time in this country. So, I don't know, everything you say basically back then was like, oh, my God, you know, so... And still feels like it's that way anyway, but maybe people have calmed down a tiny bit, thankfully. With that said, I just want to thank each and every one of you for listening to the show. Huge shout out to Scott Doherty from Flip to Finch. It's Wolfpack from Flip to Finch. Huge shout out to you, Scott Doherty. Great Facebook page, really nice guy. He actually offers prizes oftentimes, or at least he has, and somehow my name got chosen a while back. A few months ago, he was like the coolest thing ever. He was like just... I was like, I don't deserve this. And he's like, yeah, you do. Your name was picked. And it's like, you know, great guy, awesome person. So huge shout out to Scott Doherty, Wolfpack from Flip to Finch. Give them a follow or like or whatever they call that, and conversate, interact on there. Highly recommended. With that said, have yourself a happy new year. I prefer Christmas and Thanksgiving, but oh, well, at least once you get into the new year, as lame as it is going back to work and all that, at least we're getting closer to spring. So that is something to look forward to, at least in this part of the world. In Australia, they enter summer and get closer to fall, which is interesting as well. But that's the crazy part about the start of summer. It's like fall is next. It just feels like it moves too quick, doesn't it? Everything moves too fast. With that said, have a happy new year, and we'll talk to you in 2024.